Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, home of the best local news. I'm Jesse Steele, and today is October 22nd. I just was trying to make that a little bit more fun than it needed to be. Big news for the day. Mammoth Mountain is opening 2 weeks early. That's right. You heard it here first. Probably not likely. But you definitely heard it here last. See what I did there? They are opening 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. October 29th. That's right. A week from now. Of course, they're only opening Broadway Express to chair one, but hey, it's a start. There's going to be a winter kickoff party. Celebrate with them when the lifts start spinning early for the 21-22 winter season. From the start of it all at the annual First Chair Banner Breakthrough to celebrating Halloween in your best hard rock costume on the slopes. There's plenty of fun and events stretching over the entire weekend. So get ready to get rad. So on Friday, October 29th, the schedule will be as follows. 7 a.m., music and free coffee and cocoa. Bottom of Broadway Express Chair. 8:29 a.m., I wonder why not 8:30. Oh, because the next thing's at 8:30. Countdown to the 21-22 winter season. Also, bottom of Broadway Express. At 8:30, the First Chair Banner Breakthrough. That'll be awesome. Bottom of Broadway Express Chair, clearly. 11 a.m., there'll be a beer toast. I wonder if it means there's going to be beer toast, like beer battered bread. Pretty sure they mean that we're going to give a toast with beer. What if you don't like beer? What if you want something else? They were offering coffee and cocoa up there. Yeah, I digress. That's to be announced where that's going to be held. And then at 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., DJ Chana will be at Main Lodge Sun Deck. That's my main man, so go check that out. That's going to be super fun. Techno Dad! It's a shout out for you, his YouTube channel. You should go check it out. It's pretty awesome, actually. He gives you a lot of tips on techno stuff. Let's get back to the story. There's an opening day t-shirt. Stop by any Mammoth Sports location, Main Lodge, and the Village to get a free commemorative t-shirt with your purchase of $125. Doesn't really sound like a free shirt to me, but hey, whatever they label it. Shirts are also available for purchase for $25. That's a little more like it. While supplies last, of course. Costume contest. Dress up in your best hard rock or metal-themed costume for a chance to win a prize pack. And follow Mammoth Mountain on social media, which is at Mammoth Mountain, for details on entering. Also, more fun over the weekend. Saturday, October 30th, 12 to 4, DJ Chana will still be spinning, probably the whole time. He does not stop. That guy's a beast. Sunday, October 31st, it will be Halloween. More details to come on Eastern Sierra Now about everything we just went over. So, if you're interested in knowing more, keep checking back, baby. Rock on. Next big news. Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Board of Directors made it official Wednesday evening, naming Kelly Davis as permanent Chief Executive Officer effective October 24th. Davis served as interim CEO since February 2020 and as Chief Operating Officer since 2016. Davis's unwavering commitment and responsive leadership during a turbulent healthcare time earned her deserving praise both from within and outside the district. After a competitive search process, the board chose to act upon the recommendation of its search committee and offered Davis the position. Board Chair Robert Sharp noted since announcing the board's intention to recruit Davis as CEO, he encountered a steady stream of positive comments from both past and present employees, as well as community members. So many have complimented the board on this decision, Sharp said Thursday afternoon. I have not had one negative comment on Kelly's selection. She truly has been interviewing for the job for the last 18 months, not just with the board, but also with our employees, providers, partners, and community. Kelly has proven herself repeatedly as a more than capable leader who cares about the district's financial stability, the quality of its services, and our commitment to our patients and employees. Her passion is to help maintain quality healthcare access for generations of Owens Valley residents to come. I do not think we could have made a better choice. As Davis's contract went to the board for ratification, different areas of the district voiced support for the choice. Comments came from physicians, district directors, and those who engaged with Davis as role model and mentor. Overcome by the warmth shown to her, Davis said she is grateful for the comments presented to the board. I would be deeply remiss if I did not recognize the executive team, the district's leaders, and of course, the frontline staff and providers, Davis said. I feel quite humbled. I feel like we as a team have taken the last year and a half and handled it with complete grace and a lot of humility. It is a small recognition of the huge amount of support the board gives to the district and the dedication the board shows to our community. In the end, it all comes down to how we can best serve the people of our healthcare district. I am grateful for this opportunity. It is a great blessing to me and one which I take with great pride and honor, said Davis. A longtime Bishop resident, Davis has been with NIHD for more than 10 years. Davis represents the fourth generation of her family to call the Owens Valley home. She holds a master's degree in business administration with an emphasis on healthcare management. She also has a bachelor's degree in business administration with a healthcare management and human resources focus and certifications in healthcare compliance, privacy, and security compliance, and healthcare ethics. She currently serves on the board of Eastern Sierra Area Agency on Aging and Pioneer Home Healthcare. Eastern Sierra Now would like to give a heartfelt congratulations to Kelly Davis. Congratulations, Kelly. We got a new fish report from Chris Leonard. You definitely got to go check that out, but you didn't know I was going to say that. If you go back to all of my podcasts, you're going to hear me say that 4 or 5 times. You definitely got to check that out. The other thing I do is I say cool, cool, and awesome, like I'm Spicoli or something along those lines. Everybody has their bad habits, I suppose. Could be worse. So Chris Leonard has a fish report out. This one talks all about the winter season coming up and how this precipitation this weekend is going to help these fish and actually help get some really great fishing coming in right now. So go head over to easternsierranow.com. Check it out on our featured story. The storm is great news for the fisheries in this part of the world. The Leonard Fish Report, 1022. Go check that out. I said it again. The Inyo National Forest plans winter and spring prescribed fires. The Mono Lake, Mammoth, and White Mountain Ranger districts of the Inyo National Forest will implement prescribed fire projects in the upcoming winter and spring months as conditions permit. Crews take advantage of snow on the ground to complete vegetation pile burning in locations throughout the forest. Thinning and pile burning restores the forest to more natural conditions. Crews then focus on these areas for prescribed burns to help return the natural fire cycle. Lord knows we need that. Prescribed fires are planned months in advance. Implementation of all treatments are only initiated after following standards written into a prescribed fire burn plan. These plans define the prescription parameters, which include temperature, wind, relative humidity, fuel, moisture, etc., ensuring the prescribed fire meets the project objectives. These treatment units are also prepared in advance for ignitions by local engine hand crew resources. They will construct hand lines and insert extensive hose lays around the treatment unit. Yes, I got through that. You're welcome. Around the treatment units in order to help ensure a higher level of control during ignitions and holding. The burn plans also identify the correct level of fire personnel to have in place upon ignition and days following. These requirements are typically exceeded during the day of ignitions and kept in place until completion. Fire intensities can be managed to an acceptable level for holding resources by following those parameters written into the burn plans for each unit. These projects help to reduce heavy accumulations of understory vegetation and woody material. Again, I got through that. These treatments are developed in conjunction with pre-identified suppression strategies for the protection of wildland-urban interface, as well as meeting objectives for habitat enhancement, restoration, and forest health. In time, these projects will help to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires and their inherent risks to firefighters, public, and our forests. The projects may be completed in June Lake Loop, Bull Units, east of Highway 395 near June Lake Junction, Hartley Units between Hartley Campground and Highway 395, the Lakes Basin, Sherwin Piles north of Shady Rest Campground and by Sherwin Creek Campground, Antelope Units 5 miles northeast of Mammoth Lakes, and 1 mile south of Owens River Road in Antelope Springs area, Dry Creek Units 4 miles north of Mammoth Lakes and 1 mile north of Scenic Loop. Pit units are 3 miles to the southeast of Mammoth Lakes near the Sherwin Creek Campground. Smoke units northeast of Mammoth Lakes, east of 395, between the geothermal plant and Smoky Bear Flat. Bishop Creek piles, 3 acres by South Fork Community and one by Aspendale. Sunny Slopes, pile 1 acre south of Sunny Slopes by Tough Campground. Campground. As prescriptions are met, more detailed project information will be released. Smoke may be visible at times from Highway 395, 158, 167, 120, and 203, as well as the communities of Mono City, Levining, June Lake, Mammoth Lake, Crowley Lake, Sunny Slopes, and Tom's Place. All prescribed fires activities will be coordinated with the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District in order to provide the best smoke dispersion and to reduce impacts to Eastern Sierra communities. When you see prescribed fires during the cool times of the year, please understand that we are creating healthier forests and wildfire resilient communities for today and future generations. That was a beautiful way to end that. So what they're saying is, chances are if you see smoke, it's not a fire, but you should still call it in. Because what if it is a fire? They'll tell you, hey, it's prescribed burn. These guys are doing a good job keeping us all safe. Caltrans put out a little press release today. Something we all should know, but maybe we should be reminded about. I guess that kind of makes sense on a meta level. Reminded about. Storm warning. Motorists should prepare for rain, slick roadways, and highway closures ahead of weekend storm. The National Weather Service is forecasting a substantial storm this weekend for Mono, Inyo, and Eastern Kern counties. The storm is expected to bring heavy snowfall to the Sierra Nevada and significant rainfall to the Tehachapi Mountains and low-lying areas of the region, including Bishop, Ridgecrest, Mojave, and Rosemont. With the season's first major storm approaching, motorists should prepare for slick driving conditions. That was my nickname in college, and allow for extra time to reach their destinations. The first rain after a period of dry weather can create poor driving conditions. So Caltrans recommends drivers reduce their speed and allow for additional space between vehicles. Flooding as well as mudslides and debris flows are possible in heavy rain events. As a rule, drivers should turn around and find an alternate route if they come across a roadway where they cannot see the markings on the road due to high waters. I have plowed through something like that before and turned my dad's truck into a submarine. Made it through, but wouldn't recommend it. Drivers should also check their windshield wipers to see if they are in good shape before hitting the road and turn on their low beam headlights when driving in stormy weather. As a precautionary measure, Caltrans District 9 is closing several of its mountain and other high elevation roads ahead of the storm's arrival. Depending on the severity of the snowfall, these storm closures may transition into seasonal closures after Caltrans has assessed the roadways. State Route 120 West at the Levining Gate will close today, October 21st, at... Wait a minute, that was yesterday! I think they did this incorrectly. Anyway, yesterday, October 21st at 6 p.m. That's in coordination with the Yosemite National Park closure for Tioga Road. State Route 120 East and State Route 270, that's the Bodie Road, will close on today, October 22nd. State Route 158 North, that's June Lake Loop, will close Saturday, October 23rd. State Route 108, that's Sonora Pass, and State Route 89, Monitor Pass, will remain in their current storm closures through the weekend and into next week. Additional Caltrans District 9 may close its gate on State Route 168 into Aspendale. All roads will be assessed for reopening. After the storm passes, to stay up to date on these road closures, be sure to follow Caltrans District 9 on Twitter at Caltrans9. It's hard to say that. I wonder if you... Anyway, or Facebook, it's Caltrans9. With snow in the... Both links on those are, by the way, here at EasternSierraNow.com if you don't remember Caltrans9. With snow in the forecast, drivers are reminded to keep a set of snow chains in their vehicles. Even vehicles equipped with snow tires need to keep these on hand as certain chain requirement levels will necessitate their use. Motorists should also keep a snow duster readily available and use it to remove any snow that accumulates on their vehicles. Snow and ice dropping off the top of cars, trucks, and SUVs can create hazardous conditions for other vehicles on the road. In the event of an extended delay, drivers should make sure they have a full tank of gas, and also my college nickname, and keep the following supplies on hand: snacks and water, blankets, flashlights, batteries, jumper gables, kitty litter or sand for tire traction if you get stuck, windshield scraper, and first aid kit. For latest information on road closures and chain controls, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site at quickmap.dot.ca.gov or call the Road Conditions Hotline at 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. or head over to EasternSierraNow.com, where we will report on everything they post. Alrighty then, we got a little bit of sports here. Today is homecoming. So congratulations to that, to all the homecoming royalty court and the parents that had to pull their hair out to get them there. I was one of those, so I can say that, not the parent, the homecoming court. But today I will be there shooting the football game. Within the next couple of days, it will be edited and posted. I will also be filming the entire ceremony for the royalty court, as well as the pregame and halftime show. So if you'd like to see any of that, please head to Eastern Sierra Now, where we can check that out. Make sure you subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now. That's how you'll get to know these much easier, as well as like, subscribe, and click the bell on Eastern Sierra Now's YouTube page. So when we post videos like this for local school events or anything in the local area, you will be notified of that video. So that is tonight. But we had a couple of events this last week that we should probably discuss. And this comes from our very own Cub reporter, Kay Hargrove, from Bishop High School. For the first time since COVID, the Powder Puff game between the junior and senior girls on Monday night ended with a surprising score. In the first quarter, junior Eva Weaver, number 21, scores the first touchdown with the time at 3:20. Moments later, Morgan Dondero, number 22, scores another 2 points for the juniors with the score now at 8-0. Coaches for the seniors call multiple timeouts throughout the game when Idalia Jimenez at number 48 scores a touchdown for the seniors in the second quarter. The game continues with the juniors scoring left and right till the left quarter when the seniors desperately try to keep up with the score at 16-8. Finally, at the last 23 seconds of the game, the seniors pull through and the game ends with a tie, 16-16. I didn't see that coming. The excited fans and families that filled the stands ran to the field to congratulate those girls. After Monday night's Powder Puff game, everyone was pumped and ready for the 5th annual Ironman volleyball game hosted by Bishop High's Spanish teacher, Linda Frigerio. We hope to see even more people on Friday, 10:22, for the homecoming game. Ticket gates will open at 5 p.m. The pregame show begins promptly at 6 p.m. with performances by Home Street Middle School Colts in Motion, BUHS Cheer, BUHS Dance, and introductions of the homecoming court. We will honor our seniors and parents at 6:45 p.m. The kickoff is at 7. We'll have an extended halftime show, the BUHS Marching Band and Color Guard presentation of Homecoming Court, and announce the King and Queen. Due to BUHS Field Day, blankets will only be allowed to be placed on the bleachers from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Do not tape directly to the bleachers. Thank you for that, Kay Hargrove. Great article. And last but not least, Bishop Tennis hosted the High Desert League Individuals Finals on Thursday, October 21st. Four schools attended, including Bishop, with 6 girls from each school competing in doubles and singles in a single elimination tournament. Bishop was able to place second in both singles and doubles. Senior Jaimana Cervantes won her first match 6-2 and her second match 6-1 to move on to the quarterfinals, where she beat the number one seed in the tournament 6-3, 7-5. I think that makes her the number one seed if you were to ask me. I don't understand this sports stuff like most people. Why did I do that like John Wayne? She then played in the final, just losing her second set. See, that I don't know. She then played in the final, just losing her second set in a tiebreak, 3-7. Her scores, 1-6, 6-7, 3-7. Doubles team of Olivia Ellis and Darby Swanson won the first match 6-0 and 6-3. Their second match, 6-3, 6-4. And their final also went to 2 tiebreaks, 2-6, 6-7, 2-7, tiebreak 4-10. Sophomore and first-year player Ava Arceo had to play the number 3 seed first round, but was able to fight for some games, losing 2-6 and 0-6. The doubles team of Laurel McElroy and Leslie Mina also were defeated in the first round, 3-6, 3-6. I'm not surprised that the girls did not go down without a fight. They have brought so many matches to tiebreaks this year, said Coach Cummings. They never give up without a fight. The team itself was presented with a team plaque, which came from CIF for being the High Desert League team champions, shared with Kern Valley. Ellis, Swanson, and Cervantes will now advance to CIF individuals to be held in Stockdale, California on Friday, October 29th. The best part of the HDL finals held today was that every team in the HDL had someone place either first, second, or third. It was very competitive, but everyone had a shot at winning. It was a beautiful day, and the courts and the park were in perfect shape to host this tournament, said Coach Cummings. The Broncos should have 6 returning players next year for an even greater season. Well, good job on that, girls. Congratulations definitely go out to you. And good luck to those girls that are advancing to the finals. So, with fall being here, you know what that means? Beautiful leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and cool, brisk air. You know what cool, brisk air means? The need to heat your home. With the price of fuels such as kerosene and propane, and even wood rising, electricity is still a great option for running heaters. You know what's better? Not paying for that electricity. You need to call Amy for a free quote from High Point Solar today. And even better, if you mention that you heard this ad on Eastern Sierra Now, they're going to give you $250 off your purchase. So you need to get your energy independence today. Plus, then you can go grab that pumpkin spice latte. This is Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, signing off for the weekend. I will have that football game up this weekend, so you can check it out at easternsierranow.com. Have a good one, everybody.